and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
You only hurt the one you love. That may be true, but better said, you only hurt the one who loves you.
Hello, hello. This is Oz and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Someone messed with the profile on the board, and I have access to mic 1, mic 4, mic 4 again, and no other microphones. So do you have mic 4? Let me turn that on. What was that?
I have all of them, every single one.
Okay. Keep talking.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That's what you should be doing. I'm kind of confused. This is the weirdest. Sure. Do it again. Okay. Who knows? Hello. Oh, that's not working at all, actually. Okay. I don't know what people did to this. Do you want to come over here? It's not going to work. Sorry for the technical difficulties. There's a new software, it seems, or at least preset on the board, and that's above my pay grade to fix. So it's just me and Veronica. Say that louder. yeah. So it's been a while. I think the last episode that you heard from it, me and or Silas. Well, I think Silas has done one, but anyway, last I was here was June 10th. Here we are, July 1. Welcome to July,
rabbit,
everyone.
Rabbit.
We just heard The Poisoned Well by Quasi, as they pronounced it, at the Crystal Ballroom not one month ago.
I guess it's quasi only when it's a hyphenate adjective. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, I think it's dependent on the vowel sound that comes after.
Can you give me a quasi example?
Like, no. Okay. But quasi could precede something that starts with E, like the vowel sound E, because otherwise it would be like quasi-E. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Like how you say like, oh, what is it? I don't know. There's something where you change the pronunciation depending on the vowel sound that's coming after.
Mm-hmm.
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 That was The Poisoned Well off of Featuring Birds. And it starts by saying, you only hurt the one you love. And then you had a very wise idea, which was to play You Always Hurt the One You Love by the Mills Brothers. And I did not push back against this choice at all.
Nope.
Not one bit. So without further ado, wait, I said that you're Veronica, right?
I think so.
Who are you?
Do the people even care? They're here for you.
No, they're not. They're here for Silas, and he's frankly not here for them.
I thought...
He's coming at some point.
I guess we let the people wait, because they will wait, because they're here for Silas.
Yeah. Without further ado, this is You Always Hurt the One You Love by the Mills Brothers.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you get. Recall so if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I loved you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I loved you most of all.
Love me forever, that's all I ask of you. And keep me around you, baby, in all the things that you do. And baby,
Which mic do you want? Choose one. Choose faster. Three. Guess what I did, even though it was above my pay grade? I fixed the board.
And this is what capitalism is all about, basically.
Hmm?
Because there was no other option but for you to do that. Otherwise, things wouldn't be moving the way they were supposed to be in order for operation to continue, and you had no choice despite the fact that you are not being paid.
I think we have to log this conversation.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
sorry.
That was Call Me When You Want Me by Love Apple. Great album. It's recorded really interestingly. There's like no, I don't think there's a bass.
Oh, I wouldn't have picked that up.
I was just reading that they were in the late 70s, three do-right women from Cleveland. So
I wish I could be categorized as a do-right woman.
Yeah. And you should see the way that Veronica has the three mics pointed towards her. I would categorize that as do wrong. Anyway.
Obviously, I've been suspected of a crime.
Yeah.
Here in the studio. Someone's getting suspicious.
You had something that came to mind to play next. And that song was No One's Little Girl by the Raincoats.
Could have been something else.
What do you have to say about that song?
I like it. Been listening to it recently, but I keep on... So basically, let me sidetrack for a second and say that something that happens to me when I hear a song that I like is that I forget what it sounds like until I listen to it again at least like 4 times.
Yeah.
And this has been occurring just like repeatedly because I've been listening to very little music lately. Just existing in silence and hearing the sounds of the world.
Hearing the sounds of what?
Hearing the sounds of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So all this to say is that I keep on forgetting what this song sounds like and then hearing it and being like, oh. And then...
Have you heard this before?
Realizing that I heard it like at least 2 weeks ago right. for the first time.
Right. Well, I'm excited to hear it. I don't yeah. think I know it, but odds are I've had the same experience.
Do you think that No One's Little Girl grows up to be a do-right woman?
Let's hear
I
it.
I think we just cracked the code.
That's really wise.
I'm gonna
the end.
Beep, beep, boop.
We were just joking about how funny it would be to do a whole episode talking like that. Anyway, we just heard two songs back to back. Well, three songs back to back. The first one was No One's Little Girl by The Raincoats, which, after saying your whole spiel about how you listen to songs and then you like them, and then you listen again, you forget what they sound like. When that song started, we were both burst out in laughter, and you forgot that that's how it went, which was appropriate.
Yeah.
Next, you heard Hell of a Ride by Nourished by Time. And then most recently, you heard Atoms for Peace by Thom Yorke. Thom Yorke.
Thom.
Yeah.
Yorkie. Yorkie.
Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter... Oh, I didn't know it was... It's less interesting if it's community radio. 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts, as long as you're in Eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. Or good community radio, which it does not say.
Oh.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Love it.
Good stuff. You know, I've been driving around a little bit this summer in my grandma's car, and tuning into 91.5 FM usually is a hit, regardless of where you are.
Do you have a favorite zone?
No, because I'm usually in either Weston, which is west of East Boston. I mean, East Massachusetts.
Is west of Easton?
No, it's still west. I mean, it's still east, whatever. But I haven't found a patch of 91.5 that I have not enjoyed, so. Okay. Hey, if you're listening right now, shut this thing off and put on 91.5. You're going to really like what you hear. Okay, that happened. What did you want to hear next?
I wanted to hear Comfort by Brutus the Eighth because it's also like a beep beep boop boop song.
Okay.
I feel like Brutus the Eighth is an artist I've been listening to since like pandemic time.
Do I know Brutus the Eighth?
I don't know. I might have exposed you to a few songs.
Okay.
He's kind of bizarre. He has some connection to like somebody very popular. I can't remember who. But like very indirectly and very different music from them. I'll figure out who it is really fast.
Okay.
But
wait, you've
I feel like bizarre is the word that I would use to describe. 11,000
monthly listeners.
Very underground. I feel like I was definitely here since like 1,000. Wow. I'm gonna say it.
That's pretty awesome. I'm really excited to hear this. I bet I've heard it.
Like I've been trying to put people on, but he's like one of those. His music is one of those things that you hear and you don't know if you like it or not ever.
That's the best kind of music.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we hear it?
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to like this.
Me too.
Comfort no longer exists without the internet. face, singed by the fire of the end. Can we make this work? Please? We are all we have hiding underground. Let's surrender together. I'll call your name from our newly built furnace. I'll call your name from the afterlife. And you'll say, just a minute. I'll call your name, and I'll cry. I had a heart with a jaw, and a soul with a name. But none of that is really real, there's nothing real to gain. Because I had it all. Well, I had you.
Thank you. so radiant beauty, I'll curve my flight. You loom so slow, radiant beauty, I'll curve my flight. Into your bended knee, and I will always die, I will always die, I will always die, so you can remember me. Oh, I'll move so slow, I said a crushing hand. Shit, there's a call me a knife out. I move so slow, said a crushing hand. Holy shit, there's a call me in my back. There's a call me in my
say.
You'll never find out.
Again, three songs back to back to back. Comfort by Brutus VII. Company in My Back by Wilco, whatever that means. And
you didn't know that's what that was called.
Blue Tuesday by Francis of Delirium, transitioning very well into,
wait, I didn't even realize,
Francis Quinlan with Your Reply, which is what we'll hear next. But
we'll hear Your Reply next.
What did you say off air?
Oh, that Francis Quinlan is our make do. We have Silas Conlon at home.
Sounds like you kidnapped Silas. But I think you mean to say knock off Silas Conlon.
Yeah, exactly. Knock off was
way more attainable.
Escaping me. But I didn't realize that I picked this song because it had reminded me.
The previous song reminded me.
Auditorily.
You of,
yeah. Audially? Audio?
Orally?
No.
Yeah. Aurally?
Aurally. Of this
That's
song.
That's knock off Charlie.
The sort of like screaming.
Right.
Not screaming, the wail. The wail.
Text from Silas. Are you guys going to stay for the next hour too?
We haven't eaten dinner.
Yeah. Probably not. We have not eaten dinner and we have to watch The Bear.
Yeah.
Or Ozark.
Or Ozark. But it could be fun. I'm having fun. I haven't been on the air in a really long time.
I'm having fun and I'm so hungry.
Never mind. This is a conversation for off air. Anyways, yeah. Here's another Francis song.
Your reply.
Feel free to reply to this.
Sorry, one second.
Hold tight.
I put it on the other computer. Okay, ready, go.
If I had a girl on 9th Avenue, I know exactly what she would do. She would wander at dawn, look around at folks, find someone better looking, who tells better jokes, and then she'd leave me and I'd walk back east alone. 987th Avenue, now I'm crossing Madison, sobbing on Park Avenue, feeling bad on Lexington. 32 First Avenue, going east with the wind, cross the FDR to the East River, fall right in. And if I had a girl on 10th Avenue, I know exactly what she would do. She would wander a day, look at all the guys, find someone who's read more books and has bluer eyes, and then she'd leave me and I'd walk back east alone. 987th Avenue, now I'm crossing Madison, sobbing on Park Avenue, feeling bad on Lexington. 32 First Avenue, going east with the wind, cross the FDR to the East River, fall right in. If I had a girl on 11th Avenue, I know exactly what she would do. She would wander at night, hang around the bars, find someone who draws better and plays prettier guitar, and then she'd leave me and I'd walk back east alone. 987th Avenue, now I'm crossing Madison, sobbing on Park Avenue, feeling bad on Lexington. 32 First Avenue, going east with the wind, cross the FDR to the East River, throw myself in, until the scum in the East River would drown me, the phlegm and rotten rats would surround me, the shattered cars at the bottom all around me, until I was just more scum in the East River. And when I become the scum, it's my job to drown the pathetic hopes and failures of the next unloved clown. Though maybe it would be a girl and we could become scum together, decompose as the river flows, become one scum together, become one forever, one bloated, rotten, putrid scum forever. 987th Avenue, now I'm crossing Madison, sobbing on Park Avenue, feeling bad on Lexington. 32 First Avenue, going east with the wind, cross the FDR to the East River, fall right in.
That was The East River by Jeffrey Lewis. We started with some Quasi, and we are almost finishing it out with Jeffrey Lewis, who opened for Quasi at the Crystal Ballroom.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Oh, how they have. We were noticing that his picture on Spotify looks like a weird Kurt Cobain, and I think less like he actually looked than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, I actually zoned out completely just said that. Speaking of tables turning, the tables are about to turn.
Well, first of all, you should know what you've been listening to. Do you want to let the people know?
You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Oz and Ends.
A special edition episode.
Super special.
Yeah.
And it's going to get even more special in 1 second. I'm so excited. If you don't know what song this is, then I suggest you call for help.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Every moment gone, you know I miss you. I'm the question, and you're of course the answer. Just hold me close, boy, cause I'm your tiny dancer. You make me shake and I'm never mistaken, but I can't control myself. Got me calling out for help.
happen. And boy, your love's enough with words unspoken. I said, boy, I'm telling you.